Well, good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen, and you are listening to the Hour of the Time. And one thing you might not be used to hearing in the recent past here is that this is a live show, and we're here on Tuesday, October 6, 2009. And for you recent listeners to the Hour of the Time radio program, we hope that the dogs and the sirens don't scare you off, because we are solutions-based here at the Hour of the Time, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We actually had a fantastic conference down in Eager, Arizona, just a few short weeks ago, and I have Doyle Shamley here on the phone with me. Are you there, Doyle?
I am.
All right. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Yes, it's been a while.
Do the dogs and the sirens scare you at all?
No, not at all.
Well, that's the way everybody should feel.
Yeah.
That's the way everybody should feel. And there is no scaremongering going on here at the Hour of the Time. We are going to show you how to make it through any situation that may occur, whether that be in your city or in your village or town or whatever the case may be. And of course, this year, our focus for the Hour of the Time conference in Eager, our premier locale for each conference every year, was disaster preparedness in an urban setting. And how do you think it went, Doyle?
Oh, I think it went excellent, except for missing a couple of the old friends and allies and researchers that, you know, just had scheduling conflicts.
Right, yep.
It was the best conference yet. Every year keeps getting better. And I really like the fact that, you know, the attendees themselves really picked the class schedule. And just like for next year, they did. So I think that made everything click easier.
Well, we had the attendees last year sort of suggest what they might want to see this year. And we sort of distilled it down last, I guess it was September last year, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so last September we had sort of distilled it down to the fact that I guess probably about two-thirds of the people that had attended were urban dwellers, city dwellers. So, you know, we'd been doing a lot of I guess fieldcraft, bushcraft, you could phrase it like that in past years at the conference. And some people wanted to know about, well, what do I do? I'm in a city. I live in an apartment building. What do I do if all hell breaks loose and I'm stuck in the city? How do I survive? So we had the attendees, you know, suggest that topic for this year. And then even after our guest speaker the first day, the beginning of the second day, we had everybody that attended this year give their input and say, look, this is what I want to hear about disaster preparedness in my urban setting. I really need to know about water purification. I really need to know about this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. And so even if you know, you hadn't had a chance to get your suggestions in ahead of time, you can get them in at the conference on site kind of thing. So.
Yeah, and I think a noteworthy case of that was that one, the wonderful gal, Amanda, that attended. She, you know, she's definitely competent and an excellent researcher, and I'm glad she came and she's coming next year.
Right, yep.
What was cool is, see, food storage typically covers this or this or this, and we've covered extensively on the air about avoiding food deprivation where you're, mine will make you quit eating because the drastic change in diet. Well, she brought up a good point about, well, what about people who have gluten allergies or...
Right, exactly.
And, well, because of our resources, it was done while I was driving. I don't have a cell phone, but the other person in the vehicle while I was driving to the post office just called a few of our food storage, you know, published authors in food storage. Called them, and we had to answer before we hit 6 miles away, the post office. And then we filled it, and we covered it in class.
Exactly.
So that was really cool, because that doesn't get covered a lot, because they stress an idiotic regime, like we've talked about before, you know, oh, well, I get 8 tons of red wheat and a bunch of honey, and you can live. Well, that's not the case, especially if you can't have gluten or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
So that, I think that was another unique characteristic that, you know, highlights what you were just saying, that we customized as we went along.
And part of it is that we keep the conferences down to a manageable size for, you know, the staff that we have on hand. So, you know, we're talking a smaller group of people that are able to interact with each other in the classroom. It's not like you're sitting in a big theater or a big lecture hall where, you know, you can barely see the person on stage that's talking, or the lecturer that's on stage, or the instructor, whatever the case may be. So, and that's part of the beauty of the conference. And unfortunately, that's part of the problem with our conference in Eager 2, in the fact that we've already sold out next year's conference.
12 hours. We sold out.
In 12 hours, yeah, I know.
But, you know,
ridiculous.
In all honesty, though, you had, oddly enough this year, you had, I'll count myself, but you had 5 people who had been to the biggest conference that Bill ever did, and leaving me out, even the other 4, 100%, agreed that the smaller size, that they learned a lot more. And to our credit, I think because of the agenda, the class schedule, the guests, et cetera, that we had, the food and accommodations, we even discussed it, the 5 of us who had been to the largest conference Bill ever held. And one evening we talked about it before the 2 gals left early
right.
on
mm-hmm.
Thursday night.
Right.
And when we added it up, we turned away enough to actually beat Bill's old record this year.
And for those people that we have turned away in the past, all hope is not lost. All hope is not lost. Because of the overwhelmingly positive response that we've received, we have decided to take the HOT conference on the road. Now, it won't be the exact same conference that you'll get in Eager. There are a few bonuses for attending, you know, our premier conference at the beginning of the season. In our case, the season is in the fall, so starting the conference in the fall in Eager. But I would say probably 90% of the content will be covered at other conferences throughout the nation. And where are we announcing first, Doyle?
Well, let's hit PA. I think the schedule is still on the front page.
Okay.
All right, have you got the laptop handy?
I do, but I'm recording
right
here.
I know what you're doing.
Anyways, it's hourofthetime.com, ladies and gentlemen, so just go to hourofthetime.com. You're probably there already if you're listening to this internet stream. But
yeah, let me just pull it so that way it's exactly, I know what you've got your laptop tied up with us. So, well, for instance, if you look at the, in bold, the main item categories that are listed on the front of the website, hourofthetime.com.
Okay.
It does cover all but the in-person special guest, which this year was Michael Cremo of Forbidden Archaeology fame.
Human Devolution, yep.
Uh-huh. But we're going to bring his presentation for viewing in the evenings on gratis. So actually somebody that maybe is going out on a financial limb, even though we've kept the price at a, you know, super low for PA, can actually, doesn't have to miss out on the presentation. If you attend PA, you're going to get to see Michael's presentation at night. We have access to the screens and all that in the big meeting room.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know, it was James Jankowicz of The Hour of Our Time, the documentary on Bill Cooper of that fame, who came out and filmed Michael Cremo and also did another special bonus interview that I haven't even seen yet. Anxious to see that. But he had all of the second day of the conference. He spent pretty much two-thirds of that with Michael and Laurie and got some interviews there, too. So we'll have that whole project basically finished up by then, and our attendees will get to see that.
The Fourth World and the Three Wise Men, the John Daniel 4-DVD set that we recently released.
Exactly, yeah.
It's also pro, and working with our same professional artist, Michael's set will be just as the highest quality like the rest. But, you know, really, they're not. And then the only other thing is simply because of sheer logistics is the range firing day won't be on the conference now.
Right.
On the road ones. Now, if someone wants to help arrange a road conference that also has the range day, you're definitely not going to get any argument from us.
Well, as you know, that you and I have discussed that we're talking about the possibility of doing a Canadian conference, hopefully the week before or the week after the PA conference, but we are still sort of finalizing details on that. And I'm already in talks with the local gun range, and hopefully we'll be able to do basically the same presentation that we did this year in Eager for half a day or so at the local gun range. But so that is a possibility in some of the conferences that we'll have on the road, but other than that, the material will be identical to what was taught at the Eager conference,
and some bonuses actually.
And some bonuses.
Yeah, because our Hour of the Time master herbalist, Herbal Eve, she goes by and chats and calls. Anyway, she's obviously an integral part of the staff, and she said, "Well, let's give them a bonus since they don't get to see." Michael live, even though they get to see the presentation. So she's volunteered to teach the what were really have been the most popular and most requested broadcasts that I ever did with David Christopher at the School of Natural Healing. Now, she's authorized by David and, in fact, even recommended by School of Natural Healing to do these courses. And that's the top 10 most important herbs and the top herbal formulas to have on hand, how to use them. She's also going to teach the Incurables program. So that's a bonus that Eager didn't get. And she wanted to do that for us so that the remote locations don't feel that, well, we're kind of left out because we're not in Eager. And that's not the case. So they actually get all those classes. That's another 6 hours right there.
Excellent. Yeah, I think what people have to realize is that, you know, Eager is the premiere, like I say. You know, that's where we release all of the new material. And if you get there too to Eager, you end up walking home with a lot of bonus stuff too. So some of that stuff will be available in the other conferences, but not to the extent that it is in Eager, because of course we gave away I don't know how many hundreds of CDs of the Hour of the Time this year. And
correct.
I guess we should mention that Charles Rand, the archaeologist, the on-site archaeologist at the Little Bear Dig site, paid for everybody to take home a copy of The Fourth World as well. That was totally unbeknownst to us here at the Hour of the Time. That Charles walked in one day and said that he would like all of the attendees to take this home because he thought it was such a... he's very proud of the project, of course, being the lead archaeologist on the dig site and everything, and he is really proud of the film work that we had done for him and creating this Fourth World DVD. And they walked home with that too. There were some people that had already purchased it, so we just put the money back into donations kind of thing, but for the most part Charles got everybody one of those too. So
yeah, and we got rid of excess books. We've already distilled the information on the air, so they're like new books, you know,
right,
handled by us, and then they once it's distilled on the broadcast, and we can only handle so much in the library. So goes, and I say hundreds and hundreds of hours of broadcast masters that we gave, digital masters on disc that we gave away. So I think it worked out really good for everybody, and the PA conference will be no different. Today, in fact, I got a call, so we might as well clarify this, and the guy said, well, I was thinking about going, but I'd rather deal with you guys at a conference. And that's, I guess he was under the impression that because it's a remote location from normal.
That we were just sponsoring it or something,
we're at all of them.
Exactly, yeah.
It's taught by us and with the bonus people. And if in a certain locale, you know, you really drive hard and get it organized, we will help as the PA organizer, and a couple more we're about to announce. We'll cover them tonight, in fact. I found out that you do the ground logistics that we just can't physically see where you are at. And if you drive the force, and in fact, if you get enough attendees coming, we can even arrange guests. That's not an issue, not with Hour of the Time, because we have the best standing in the field of research. We don't pass around rumor emails like a lot of broadcasters do, or add a lot of fluff and lies that sell their DVDs. So to some people, we're rather plain. But the simple fact is how many other broadcasts like Hour of the Time have shut down huge door-to-door search and seizure military operations, have victories in the Ninth Circuit courts, going to the Supreme Court, you know, so our performance speaks for itself.
Exactly, yep.
That's the difference. But
did you want to announce, I think this is a good one, actually, because did you want to announce next year's guest, Doyle?
Yeah.
And do you want to say how long it took for us between the time that we suggested it and the time that you actually got his confirmation?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I think it's something to be quite proud of. But
well, it is, yeah. Due to our diligence and standing in the field of research and actual facts, not rumors like most broadcasters, we had John
Coleman. Yep.
Because I was just reading the Daniel thing here. We had John Coleman on for next year, and he's going to cover all his top, basically, monologues and research pieces he's done. Now, Dr. John Coleman is a wonderful researcher. Years ago, before people had the advantage of just hitting forward and never verifying any information in their, you know, with that email has caused a lack of research nowadays. Well, in the old days, we used to have to go hit the libraries, go pay for all these copies and whatnot, and put things together at universities, courtrooms, etc. And Dr. John Coleman had monologues that you basically subscribed to, and they were really neat deals that you got. And I had tons of them that I got over the years, and they also got loaned out. They were very popular, and unfortunately, most of them have gone elsewhere over time. But luckily, he has his whole collection now. So he's not only going to be covering many of his top research pieces for us at the conference, and they agreed in a whopping about 45 minutes to be here as a special thing. But he's also going to cover some materials that no one has ever seen yet. Just like John Daniel did, he covered live in person with PowerPoints and himself, obviously, new articles and books and video presentation in the form of PowerPoint, I should say, that has not even been released yet. And that's the special thing we're bringing to the conference again with Dr. John Coleman next year.
And for those of you folk that might be unfamiliar with John, his most popular work is probably the book The Committee of 300.
Correct.
Is that correct, Doyle?
Yes.
And I know you used to rib Bill once in a while, joking around that John's book was better than Bill's book, and would sometimes get Bill in a big fuss. And
yeah.
But Bill respected the book quite a bit too, from what I understand.
Mhm. He did so. Highly, actually. We had a lot of talks about it. And
do you remember what year that came out?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, something right off the top of your head, Doyle. Tell me.
Sure. I don't know. I read it many moons ago. That's all I can say.
Anyhow, it was in the 90s sometime.
It's a wonderful work, and his video presentations as well and his monologues. We're getting something that's not been done, again, because we're Hour of the Time. So that is a special thing, and there's always the added bonus too when we do these guests, and the off-site conferences have the option. Just work with us, and we'll get guests there that you may want to see. We can do it. it's easy for us because people know our reputation. And
there is the matter of paying for the guests, though. That's the thing.
If someone in a certain locale says, "Man, we just got to have such and such there," then we'll just simply work with you. We already do, obviously, with the website promoting the events and our email list, et cetera. But we can figure it out and say, well, you need to round up 47 people or whatever,
right,
as a minimum. Now, PA is neat because what we're able to do, actually, Cremo is just sheerly unavailable because he's going to be overseas on a research project. But because we got rid of, just due to logistics in the case of PA's conference, the actual field shooting day, we're still covering the reloading. Everything's on the front page of the website. We are able to handle a lot more people. And we were able to use our leverage, and of course Woodsy's help, Phil, Woodsy, whatever his nickname, back in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that area, who helped throw all this together. He did all the work. Well, he was able to leverage, because of our research and reputation and numbers, the lodging and foods, that we're able to offer it at a substantial savings over the Eager conference. I mean, it's like $300 less. And it's your lodging, your meals, all the research materials, the whole PDF, self-sufficiency library, which is over 4,000 books. I don't mean pages, books.
And I think perhaps you should mention, Doyle, that we that's a product that we actually sell on the website. And how much do we charge for that on the website?
Three.
So it's $300 for $420. You can come for a whole week to the conference. You get that included free. And, of course, everybody at the Eager conference just a couple weeks ago got that as well. So I think it fit on, if I'm correct, 9 DVDs.
Yeah, just now, barely. And I think this...
we're talking text, folks. We're not talking multimedia presentations and stuff. These are all books. And, of course, some of them have pictures and whatnot in them. But, you know, that's 9 DVDs of text. So it's going to take you... pretty much the rest of your life to read through those. A lot of information.
Had, 35 gig.
Okay, yeah.
In other words,
that's about right.
Just shy of 35 gig of full books. And these come from all credible sources. It's everything that you need to basically rebuild society as most people in a developed country would think of. I don't care if you're plumbing gets ripped in half in your street due to a earthquake. The classes are there on the sanitation side and the construction side. You need to do field dentistry. The classes are there. From special operation military units to relief agencies and hospitals to county cooperative extensions, church organizations, and it's their actual books that they use. So it's everything from growing food to getting water to making your own wells. It doesn't matter. There's so much information.
And it ranges from, you know, the very, very basic. Say perhaps you're in a foreign country and you're trying to, you don't speak the language and you're trying to communicate with people to build a house or dig a well or whatever the case may be. There are some books in there that show you step-by-step in picture format how to do this, so you can communicate with those that maybe don't speak your own language. And then we get, you know, up into some of the higher education books where, you know, you might need an engineering degree to put together the new tower, the new broadcast tower, communications tower that you need downtown, kind of thing. So it's all-inclusive.
Yeah, and it's never been done before. And to give you an idea, you know, some people have asked, well, how much is on there? And I sent them just a partial index. And that partial index takes a regular single space, just 10 font in a Word document, just, you know, edge to edge, not column. The partial index doesn't even get halfway through the alphabet, and it's 23 pages long. I mean, so then they're like, wow. And the closest thing to it is a massive relief Christian group out of Colorado. and they don't even have, technically they have about 41%
okay.
of the PDFs we have, and they're even for in buying in bulk as a church or a, you know, you're the Boy Scouts and you want to buy a bunch and go help something in Mexico, whatever. They're still asking 400 plus buying in bulk. So the hour of the time has gathered this because this is the information people are going to need, because I think that everybody can see, if you have half an ounce of sense, that really quickly, whether it's an earthquake or a massive fire or hurricanes and flooding or man-made collapse or economic collapses that are because of the weak dollar, it doesn't matter. You can quickly find yourself in an environment that does seem like a foreign country. And there's no use waiting on Big Brother to come help you. They are the cause of the problem. So you and your neighbors and communities, churches, militias, it's your responsibility to rebuild a free society, not the government. So we're helping you with this knowledge through the conferences and the libraries we send home with all the attendees.
And it's not really a daunt, like it when we say there's, you know, thousands and thousands of books, if you come to one of the conferences, we pick out, you know, the handful, sort of the core material that we reference all the time, like we did at the conference in Arizona. And, you know, there's a core, I don't know, what, 200 books or something like that would
correct.
Get you by, but everything is there in case you need to know a bit extra about something in particular. So mm-hmm. everything's there. And coming to the conference actually helps you sort of manage how you're going to deal with whatever emergency may arise in your community. And it gives you a starting point. Where do I start with this massive library? You know, mm-hmm. what skills do I need to learn first? Well, come to the conference and find out.
Yeah. And I think something, too, that because we are solution-based, we're not out there, you know, selling wonder water, magic things that supposedly heal you that are overpriced or overpriced coins. Just look at Midas. We have also included in the book packages, I think, a good basis for people to have their own cottage industries. And that's something that we stress, because the less entrenched you are in a system, the better you can stay away from collapses. So we encourage people to use these libraries and these skills to establish cottage industries, just like people have done from past conferences.
Exactly, yep.
And learn how to do home business because of a certain skill they learned, and they had some common sense, and they went home and have home businesses and were able to back out of their normal jobs. And they will be less affected by economic up and downturns, riots, pillaging, the obvious things, floods. So, you know, they don't rely upon a giant manufacturing plant at assembly line labor anymore. So it doesn't matter if that plant gets closed down because of our traitorous politicians give them so much incentive that they move off to China or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. So if you stay out of the loop, you're much safer, and you can live a lot freer and be less fearful of the future. So that's something we, you know, really stress too. Use these libraries now.
And that's, you know, the key thing that I sort of introduced the hour with. Don't ever be afraid of the dogs barking and the sirens going off, because, you know, you can have the knowledge to survive all that and survive it quite comfortably, as a matter of mm-hmm. fact. So that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's really neat is that as the Eager Week went along and we customized the week for the attendees and their particular needs, just like the balanced food storage, et cetera, or the extra time spent on air filtration, we also changed and fine-tuned based on what we were seeing the attendees needed to know that maybe we took for granted because we already knew it. So the PowerPoints and all that are very nice. And at the PA conference, you'll get to see all those as well as the other conferences. And we're covering the whole plethora of areas, safe rooms, alternative energy, You get to see it. You get to see how easy it is to use. You get to see what a scam one of those PAY Patriot sites is ripping people off so badly for this home solar generator backup system. They're selling it for 5 times what you can build your own for.
And with just a little knowledge, not a lot of knowledge, just a little knowledge, you can build your own for so much cheaper.
30-minute class, and you're done.
Right.
It's just pitiful. The herbal remedies, the air, and we talk about stationary, which is mass filtration units, for like shelters, homes, buildings, that type of thing, and as well as portable.
Sorry to interrupt, Doyle, but I know for a fact I was talking with one of the gentlemen that came to the EGR conference, and within 3 or 4 days, he had already gone out and built himself a solar power backup system for cheaper than you actually paid.
Yeah.
I think he ended up getting his solar panel for maybe about 15% less. Maybe he lived in a bigger area or something like that, but, you know, so not just a fifth of the price, it could even be less than that, depending upon where you live. So,
exactly. And then actually, we showed the scams that a lot of these preparedness outfits out there in the internet and the catalog world and the emails and the broadcasters out there selling outright dangerous so-called gas masks.
Right, yep.
There are several gas masks that are being marketed to protect you by so-called patriot broadcasters and patriotic or preparedness organizations that are outright poisonous. They are putting off poison gases because the filters were recalled by their own countries even decades ago. And they're out there buying the surplus crap that can kill people and selling it as the end-all safe good thing that'll protect you from nuclear, biological, chemical, NBC, and many of them, the filters have not even been produced in over 2 decades.
And even, I mean, we could even bring it up even closer to nowadays, Doyle. You were talking about the Canadian gas mask that the Canadian military had actually recalled, but there are hundreds of thousands of these units still on the market being
yes.
sold today that the
Correct.
Canadian military recalled, saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't good enough for our soldiers. You know, there was a mistake made somewhere in the design or whatever the case may be. And, you know, that you would think that buying something from a civilized Western country, you know, you would get a product that is 100% good. But, no, we showed which ones were good and which ones were bad. And
they, in fact, people in the conference audience, we saved their butts because they had some of the bad ones on the list. And
right.
now they know, dump those things, keep the bag it came in. Because it was a neat storage bag.
Right.
And that was about what their, you know, what was the only useful part of the get up. And we saved them because many of the options weren't even useful for CS gas, tear gas, if you will.
You're better off with a wet T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So just continuing about the PA conference, I sort of interrupted you about, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 minutes ago now. And you were talking about, I guess the PA conference.
Yeah, just the class schedules and
right.
whatnot. But the safe rooms, construction use, why you should have it, and the psychological ramifications of a catastrophic event. And that class was, I think, very sobering to a lot of people at the conference. And water and food. Real water filtration options out there, from the low-tech do-it-yourself to the highest tech you can get out there, and where to purchase it at a good, honest, reasonable prices versus what ads you get in your email box all the time. And ammunition reloading, why, how easy it is, how accurate it is, how much it'll save you, preparedness kits, caching. Then equipment recommendations, you know, all the way across the board.
Well, in terms of the water purification, you told us about, well, in Canadian dollars, it was $8.88 for a simple little tool that grants you access to hundreds of thousands of gallons of water in an urban environment.
Correct.
For $8.88. So
yes.
If you want to email us, you can email Doyle at hourofthetime@hotmail.com or perhaps myself, webmaster@hourofthetime.com, and we'll give you that little secret trick. I'd never heard of that one before myself, actually. I was quite amazed. At,
yeah. It'll, and you got one since for $8.88.
$8.88, yeah.
Yeah. And it will, like you say, allow you access to hundreds of thousands of gallons of water when there's a catastrophe. So that's a good tool to have.
It is.
And you know what's neat is we have so many good people out there that are seeing that a solution-based organization and program like Hour of the Time is what's needed, not just the newest email fad that goes around or the newest scare, the sky is falling fad that's going around.
The sky is always falling.
Yeah.
That's the problem, you know?
Yeah, especially on certain broadcasts and email rooms. So it doesn't get you anywhere.
It does not.
To the choir. So what's nice is now others have stepped up and we're about to have all the final details available to publish on the website for Kansas City Conference.
All right.
Yep. He's just worked. I mean, I couldn't have even forewarned you because literally when you called and told me when you were going to call to link up, it was in between that time period that he's got the final prices, lodging, food, everything.
Locations. Okay.
And now another good group of good, young, enthusiastic members of the Hour of the Time organization are putting together one. We had a lengthy conversation last evening and emails today and are throwing one together in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's another new one.
Excellent.
So they're going to be spaced out so that your travel is easier as well. So if you don't want to do a long-distance thing or your time constraints, family, job, whatever, doesn't allow you to add in a lot of extra travel time, you're going to be able to hit different areas of the country. So, and these will be the same repeat of like the PA, which is just a repeat of Eagers minus the live guest, because we'll have the DVD presentation available for viewing in the evenings for free, and of the whole presentation, and the actual field shooting day, unless you want to integrate that into your locale, which we're more than happy to do that, obviously.
Yeah, there's obviously some safety concerns, and mm-hmm. we have to have range officers ready and all that kind of thing for that. And
mm-hmm.
then there is a bit of an extra expense in terms of, you know, ammunition and either shipping of the firearms or rental or whatever the case may be. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
But yeah, the prices are really good for PA. $420. The PDF library, all your courses, the research you're going to get and you're going to get to share with other like-minded people is, I think, 90% of the conference to begin with. And then your lodging and food as well. I mean, we even provide you with yellow legal notepads, full-size, pens, everything. So if you just come dragging in after a 10-hour drive with a duffel bag of clothes, you're ready. So,
I actually wore the same shirt and a pair of shorts for the first hot conference for most of the week because my luggage didn't arrive. So
yes,
and everything else was there for me, so mm-hmm. I was quite comfortable.
Yeah, so that's a real good thing. The Kansas City thing just broke in that little 10-minute gap.
That's good
gap.
News indeed, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And the Chattanooga, Tennessee thing is just breaking. So. We're going to have these spaced around to make it easier because this information needs to get out there. And these are the types of things you can't do over the air feasibly.
Exactly, yeah.
So the PowerPoints and the color pictures on the screen of here's the filter, and here's what it costs, and here's its pros and cons. And here's the gas mask that will get you killed, and here's the one that's safe, and where to go get it. So that's all the stuff that's too difficult to relay over the broadcast, and that's the whole reason of the conference. So I think those are all exciting events, and, you know, if you have a question or you've got a big old group of people that you want us to come and do these materials in your locale, contact us All the contact information's on the website, hourofthetime.com, and we'll certainly work with you.
I'm sort of dumbstruck here, Doyle. I'm just pondering in my mind the other conferences and wondering how I'm going to fit in the time over the year, but that's good. That's very good news.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming like crazy, and you add in the Canadian one, and I see that old Dean got back in touch with us.
Yes, Dean from Canada, as he always calls himself.
Perfect.
Congratulations, Dean, by the way. I hear he's getting married, so that's good news to Dean.
And it's perfect timing. We were just saying we got to get a hold of him.
Exactly, yeah.
For the Canadian conference. And we have good old Peter up there who's emailed us lots of good research materials up there in Canada as well. And all these people will make the Canadian conference quite a hit as well. And Sue, I think that people have a lot to look forward to. And with a lot of the never-before-released materials of Bill's that him and I did back in California and whatnot, that he called his seminal work.
Right, yep.
The best of his that he ever did, his best presentations ever. You can fill everybody in on that, Rob. I mean, you know more about it than anybody.
Well, I believe you're referring to the Porterville seminar from 97, perhaps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
97, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have been working on that DVD project actually for a long time now, but it's coming to fruition here shortly after the 2009 Hot Conference DVDs. And let me just look at the files here. Looks like we're already on Wednesday morning for tomorrow. So we've got Monday and Tuesday DVDs done for the Hot Conference just this year in Eager, and Wednesday and Thursday should be done probably by the end of the week here. And then after that, we're going to be releasing Bill's Porterville DVD. And, of course, included in that was some of the Kennedy stuff. And we're remastering all of those Kennedy DVDs that Bill did, too. Of course, Assassin Unmasked and Kennedy the Sacrifice King are those two DVDs that I'm looking at here. And we're going to remaster those. And those will whichever one he included in that presentation, I'm not sure which one it was, Doyle, but you'll get that DVD as well in that package. So. That'll be probably a four, five, or six DVD set, possibly. And that'll be coming out this month as well.
See, he called that as the very zenith of his work. And I.
Well, didn't he stay an extra day or an extra half day or something like that?
Yeah, extra basically, you know, half to two-thirds of a day.
Yeah.
Over, we had a packed audience, and he covered Mystery Babylon, Behold a Pale Horse, 2010, the Kennedy assassination, Ufology, the whole greenhouse hoax, we're talking about emissions there.
Ozone, yep.
Yeah, ozone hoax. Basically, liberty, taxation, etc. And he was... We did that one special. Instead of the typical where you're running in, dead dog tired, and maybe flying in at 9 at night, and finally getting to your room via a taxi, and you got to speak first thing in the morning, and then you're rushing around and doing a booth and all this, like at a lot of preparedness expos. I've done a ton of them, so I know. We got him there, so he had an arrival mid-morning, plus had the whole next day off as well before he ever got into presenting anything on Saturday. So he arrived mid-morning Thursday.
Okay.
And that allowed him to be completely fresh. And we had all the multimedia that he needed, whether it was, which is, most people have never seen it, but his, all the NASA moon hoax material and the moon landing hoax, all his slides from that. Then the Mystery Babylon slides. So it just goes on and on, and it was all at one event, which had never been done. And he called it his seminal work, but it always, we'll produce that after we finish this jurisdictional challenge, and we'll produce, you know, so it went on and on and on.
Right.
And we still have the masters, obviously, because it was me and him that put on the event. So I'm glad to see that coming out. I think a person could safely say that this one seminar, when it's released here shortly, you know, can take the place of quite a few items on the website, because in one package you're going to get such a plethora of information. Now, it doesn't mean to say you quit researching just because you get this giant DVD set. Go check out everything that's said in it. That's what you should do. But I think you're going to see that this is one of the best works he ever did that will ever be released. It'd be like his book on video, plus a whole bunch more.
Right, yeah.
So that's, you know, that's another exciting piece of news. And we have a lot of other rare footage that we'll be releasing here soon, too. And unfortunately, from people that have passed on, even, besides Bill, I mean. And but getting this material out there is of the utmost importance, folks. So, you know, if you want critical research, you want facts, you want stuff that can be supported and verified, you need to get on board with the Hour of the Time, plain and simple.
Who's the other John we were talking about having as a guest, perhaps, Doyle?
Quaid.
John Quaid, yes, indeed.
Unfortunately, he passed on in August.
Yeah,
one
neither of us.
Freedom-oriented, wonderful researchers and least known in our recent history. The way most people know him is not in the research field, but this man lived freedom, real freedom. Not part of the system one bit, taught you authoritatively how to do so, as far as everything from numbers that are assigned to you to even how you receive your mail, your whole stature of living truly as a freeman. John Quaid, and most
Mr. John
people
Quaid,
know
yep.
him from Hollywood because he was a famous actor with Clint Eastwood and amongst, you know, other several other roles.
Yeah, I'm sure if people just Google John Quaid actor, they'll recognize his picture as soon as it pops up on the screen, and they probably won't know about his other side, which
mm-hmm.
I believe is his more important side. But
correct. And unfortunately, he's passed on. We didn't get to finalize any of the things to work with him as a to get all his core research recorded and down pat. But that's one of the, you know, one of the things that we're doing is these people that are so important for real research, getting their documentation, getting their research and their ideas down on media.
And that's part of the idea with John Coleman, too, is that he hasn't had a, you know, recent DVD release or anything like that. So we would like to film that again with, you know, the first day of our conference in Eager next year. And we'll be releasing that project as well, similar to the John Daniel DVD that we released, or the four DVD set that we just released. So,
yeah, and with their help and cooperation, a product that's never been out there.
Exactly.
Not at all. And what's neat is the people that have inquired, like, about the John Daniel set, is they get a good overview. I've gotten two really neat pieces of feedback on that set. In the last week, one was just earlier today. I can't even tell you about it, but he's a student that just his current schedule doesn't allow him the time to read the hundreds and hundreds of pages. Literally,
Scarlet and the Beast,
Scarlet
right?
and the Beast series. So, but he knows he can't wait either to start learning this whole area of research. So the videos are going to supplement that till his college schedule slows down a bit. And the other person was a blind individual. He knows that the DVDs can't be the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of written pages, but now he's got something because he can listen to it.
Right.
So it's really, really neat. And I would, you know, like I say, people, that a lot of people are inquiring about us doing the Hour of the Time Skills and Research Conference in their locale. Don't just inquire, ask, get it going. It's really very simple. And we're going to have Woodsy, as his nickname, on the air. And I'm going to interview him and let him tell you just how quick it all came together, how easy it was, and with our support, how it's all done.
Well, that's just it. We can't be, you know, everywhere all the time kind of thing. So if you want to have one in Florida, for example, it would take Doyle and I to go to Florida, look around your town that you're wanting to have this conference in, find out what hotels or camps or whatever the case may be are available, search for a caterer for the event and all that kind of stuff. And if you can do that locally, which you'll have to do if you want to have a conference there, but if you can do that locally, that saves us so much effort. And it proves that you actually want to have a conference there and you're motivated enough to actually take some action and put something together. So we love it when people take that initiative and actually do something about it.
Well, and that's just it, because in any hard times, whether it's a natural or man-made disaster, war, plight, it doesn't matter. Leadership is what's needed, and Hour of the Time leads the way. And we teach you to be a leader in your communities. So you are able to take these skills and this research back with you and get together with your church members or coworkers or fishing buddies. I don't care what it is. Your militias. And get trained up to snuff so that you are an asset to your community and to freedom and to a free republic, not a drain on all those around you. And then also it keeps you free. You can either know skills and know how to react and know how to stay safe and help those around you who need the help, or you can get in a government line and get an inoculation before you enter the labor camp or the death camp. It's your choice. I know I've made my choice long ago. And all government lines and help and work camps and internment camps can all go pound sand. I'm not going to be in them. So hopefully those of you out there who have that same feeling, get with us and we'll move to your locale as well.
And the whole thing is you'll be comfortable. That's the beauty of the information you'll receive, is that you'll be comfortable in an emergency, quite likely. You know, 99% of the time, it won't be a panic. There will not be anything to worry about because you will be prepared.
Yes.
And it's as simple as that.
It's the feedback we got from people in the whole Katrina fiasco that had heard the preparedness audio series, had listened, taken the advice, done the research, verified what we said, got kits together, got little informal organizations going, et cetera, in the areas. And when everything else was falling apart during Katrina, they were emailing us and calling us or writing us in the regular mail that they never felt in danger. They weren't in line begging for food like their neighbors were, that didn't want to listen to them, that them and their own little organizations where they lived were quite comfortable and got right out of harm's way. So, you know, people, it's time to wake up. That's what it comes down to. So, now, Rob, I think that since we've talked about all this conference stuff, I think it might be a good point to mention that a lot of people were re-outfitting the studios on both ends with the new equipment to link up.
Right.
Telephone line interfaces. If you want to get technical, they're usually just called Gentners, kind of like saying Crescent Wrench or Skill Saw.
Kleenex.
Yeah. And we can use your help out there in doing that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you know how to help us with some of that gear, we know how. But if you've got some that you're willing to part with, cheaper than buying it brand new, then, because we're re-outfitting studios on two ends of the continent, east and up north in Canada and the southwest of the United States. Because what that's going to allow is for us to completely finish our worldwide Freedom Radio Network 24 hours a day, and also allow us to wrap up the multiple guests and call-ins on a tremendous basis, really, throughout the week, rather than just a block here or a block here or this 1 hour a night, what have you. So that if you've got access to that equipment and want to help out with this project, then certainly contact us. All the contact information's on the website again, and you can contact Rob or myself, either one.
Yes, I ended up inheriting, so to speak, a lot of the old gear that Bill used, and it's a lot of it was still working, but interfacing it with some of the new equipment that we have, the computer interface basically is one of the problems. It was an absolute nightmare, and it's archaic equipment, unfortunately. So we're having to replace that, and just to make things work properly. So if anybody out there has any newer stuff, we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And let's work, you know, work something out. Now, I also wanted to hit on some of the website changes and whatnot that we've been doing. Rob, you added the chat room.
Right, yep.
And that's been a great tool when it's not used by idiot hecklers out there. And
does that ever happen, Doyle?
No, never. Like all weekend. It's kind of funny because they think you're stupid and can't figure out where they're at. But they do the most ignorant things, and it's easy to stop them. But it's just another waste of our time. And that's their whole point. And I don't care. You know, let them do it. Because we're smarter than anybody that stoops that low. Behaves like a little sixth grader. I can't even say sophomore because that typically alludes to 10th grade. So we'll put them down there at sixth grade level. But
yeah, it's very Bart Simpson-ish, I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say.
But it's almost humorous that people are that damn ignorant and such sheeple that they do things like that. But whatever. It's been a wonderful tool, the chat room. And it's only going to get better as we expand that even. And the services on there, like some of the interfaces we spoke about.
Right, yeah, we've got some help from some web developers that actually came to the conference in Eager, and they'll be helping us out as well. So expect to see a whole whack of changes over the next, up till Christmas time, I think, is when we hope to have most of that finalized.
Correct, yeah. That seems to be the final timeline for, holy Toledo, the video releases, the integration of the multiple sites into one, the multiple websites, and the two new studios with the round-the-clock network, the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, and Hour of the Time Network around the clock, and the multiple guests, et cetera. And we've already are starting to field, we're about to field, I should say, like the newest thing, and that is the people that help with the writing on an area of expertise for them or an area they choose to research, and publishing those works for them because they help us. They're researchers with Hour of the Time.
Yeah, it's sort of not really a resurgence of the CAGI, Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence membership, but kind of the same thing, you know, along the same lines where we have multiple researchers out there in the field that are experts in their field doing articles for us for Veritas News Service. So
mm-hmm.
that'll be exciting to see that happening too.
Yeah,
I should have one coming up here in the week or so, I hear.
Yeah.
From Pennsylvania, perhaps?
Yes, I just received it today.
Oh, good.
It's funny because Kansas City, the lodging and mail information for that conference, and the entire document for out of Pennsylvania, that research, guys, that will be posted, all arrived like in that 12-minute window.
Perfect.
So.
Well, we've got a one-minute window here to wrap things up for the Hour of the Time tonight. What do you have to say, Doyle?
Well, I would just say if people have questions and whatnot, email us directly. Email always works better. I'm out with the property rights and the issues that we battle in the state houses, or like the newest the jurisdictional pieces that we wrote that won your victory across all 50 states in the Ninth Circuit just a month ago. Was our jurisdictional pieces that we wrote. That keeps me out and about a lot. At least email, dragging around a laptop, I can keep in touch. Whereas phone messages, like people leaving messages during the week of the conference when we're not even in the studio.
Right, yeah.
You know, then it's a week behind. So I would suggest emailing. That's about all I could bring up.
All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Hour of the Time tonight. Of course, our website is hourofthetime.com. Doyle's email is hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and my email is webmaster at hourofthetime.com. Once again, folks, thanks to all of you that were able to make it to the conference, and to those of you that didn't make it this year, hope to see you next year somewhere across the United States. Thanks, folks. Good night.
Thank you.